This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Complete results of election held for 18 National Assembly member seats made public. Candidates from Nepali Congress, CPN UML and JSP Nepal emerged victorious. 545 students from various faculties graduate from Nepal Open University. Prime Minister Kharki stresses on creating employment opportunities within country to stop brain drain. Home Minister Rial urges Cyber Bureau to act swiftly against false information. And U.S. President Trump threatens Canada with 100% tariffs if it strikes a deal with China. Now the news in detail. Candidates from the Nepali Congress, the CPN UML and the Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal Alliance have been elected according to voter results of the National Assembly election held today. From Kosi Province, CPN UML candidate Roshani Meche and Somnath Portel have been elected as National Assembly members. Elections were held for three National Assembly seats in Kosi Province. Earlier, Sunil Bahadur Thapa of the Nepali Congress was elected unopposed in the open category. From Madhya Province, CPN UML's Rekha Jha won the women's category, while the Nepali Congress candidate Ranjit Karna won the minority category. In the Dalit category, Nepali Congress Dharmendra Paswan was elected, while Mahanta Thakur of the Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal won the other category. From Bagmati Province, Nepali Congress candidate Geeta Devkota won the women's category, while CPN UML candidate Prem Prasad Dangal won other category, according to election officer Geeta Shrestha. Similarly, from the Gandaki province, the Nepali Congress candidate Jagat Timal Sinha won the other group, while the CPN UML candidate Samjana Devkota won in the women's group. From the Lumbini province, the candidates from the Nepali Congress and the CPN UML were elected. UML's Ram Kumari Jhakri won in the women's category, while Nepali Congress candidate Chandra Bahadur Kesi other category and Basudev Khimire, persons with disability minority quota, were elected. Similarly, from Karnali province, Meena Singh Rakhal and Lalit Jangsahi have been elected as National Assembly members. In the election held for two seats, Rakhal from the UML and Sahi from the Nepali Congress emerged victorious. Likewise, from Sudar Pashchim Province, Nepali Congress candidate Khama Bahadur Khati and the CPN UML candidate Lila Kumari Bhandari have been elected as National Assembly members. According to Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai, the voting was held from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. across the seven provinces, recording an overall voter turnout of 95.68%. A total of 545 students from various faculties have been graduated from the Nepal Open University. At a program organized by the university in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Sushila Kharki awarded degrees to the students of various faculties under the university in its first convocation ceremony held today. Similarly, Prime Minister Kharki, also the Chancellor of the university, presented the Chancellor Medal to the top scorer students of bachelor's and master's levels. Established in 2073 Bikram Sambat, the Nepal Open University has now been running bachelor's, master's, MPhil and PhD educational programs. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Kharki has expressed the view that evils and corruption should be ended through mutual cooperation and collaboration. The Prime Minister stressed the need of resolving the existing problems by creating employment opportunities within the country to stop brain drain. She asked the graduated students to collaborate in the campaign of nation building. Home Minister Om Prakash Oral has said that the Cyber Bureau does not need approval from senior officials or any other bodies to take action against those spreading misleading information on social sites. During a visit to the Cyber Bureau of the Nepal Police at Bhutahiti of Kathmandu today, the minister made it clear that the bureau's personnel are free to bring anyone violating the law under investigation. He urged the bureau to closely monitor the spread of indecent, baseless and legally prohibited content. The Supreme Court has refused to give an interim order in a writ petition filed by the patron of Nagarik Unmukti Party Nepal, Resham Lal Chaudhary, demanding to contest the upcoming House of Representatives elections. A single bench of Justice Balkrishna Dakal issued an order to show cause while declining to give the interim order. The next hearing date of the case is scheduled for January 29th. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekasa.
Gharma TV, hernus, ya internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data chalaunus, sajilocha ekasa.
Fiber Internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabai kurama bharma. Nepal Telecom ko Fiber Internet. नयाँ चडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
वेलकम ब्याक. नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज. Coordinator of the Nepali Communist Party Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda has urged the party leaders and cadres to work hard to strengthen the party's power. At a meeting of the NCP's National Assembly Parliamentary Party in Singhadarbar today, Coordinator Dahal asked the entire party rank and file to work to create environment in favour of the party. He said that the NCP would secure good results since the party picked efficient and clean image candidates in the first-past-the-post and proportional electoral system. The meeting of the party also picked the Beduram Bhusal as the parliamentary party leader of the NCP in the National Assembly, while Madan Kumari Saha Garima and Ganga Belvase were chosen as chief whip and whip respectively. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that Canada could face up to 100% tariff on its goods if it strikes a trade deal with China. According to the BBC, Trump made the threat on his social media platform, The Truth Social, saying that any Canadian agreement with China would be immediately hit with tariffs. The warning comes after Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney announced a strategic partnership with China last week, which included lowering tariffs on certain goods. Trump's move follows rising tensions after Carney said that the U.S.-led world order had been ruptured and called on other nations to cooperate in the face of economic coercion. Canada's Trade Minister Dominic LeBlanc clarified that the country is not pursuing a free trade deal with China. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said on Saturday that comments from US President Donald Trump lamenting the efforts of non-US troops in Afghanistan were completely unacceptable. Trump said in a Fox News interview that NATO sent some troops but stayed a little back, a little off the front lines. According to AFP News Agency, Trump appeared to be partially walking back his remarks on Saturday amid growing outrage from European and new Australian allies. Speaking on the ABC's Insiders program on Sunday morning, Albanese said Australian families of fallen soldiers would be hurting as results of Trump's comments. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Kusi and Gandaki provinces, while the rest of the country will have mainly clear weather. There is a possibility of light snowfall and rain at one or two places in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Kusi and Gandaki provinces. Similarly, fog and mist is likely to occur at a few places in the Terai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Complete results of election held for 18 National Assembly member seats made public. Candidates from Nepali Congress, CPN-UML and JSP Nepal emerged victorious. 545 students from various faculties graduate from Nepal Open University. Prime Minister Karki stresses on creating employment opportunities within country to stop brain drain. Home Minister Rial urges Cyber Bureau to act swiftly against false information. And U.S. President Trump threatens Canada with 100% tariffs if it strikes a deal with China. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.